reach the shining sea throughout the solar system and extending to inter...
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth, thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted to be here, and I really, really, really mean that. Because we've been kind of, circumstances around here have kind of, dictated that I couldn't be here personally. I was here, but I couldn't be on the mic. The last two nights, I'll tell you all about that in just a minute. It was not technical problems here in the studio. Anyway, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Anyway, I'm delighted to be here, and I'm glad you're here. And, I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Tonight is going to be a BYOT night. That means that tonight is going to be bring your own topic. But I've got some stuff I'm going to throw on the table as I always do on BYOT night. Let me just say for those who are listening and those who are watching, pardon me as I've had to be adjusting some things here because two nights we did rebroadcast, we did encore presentation, settings are different. Now we're all back to normal, the cockpit is all back to normal and we're ready to fly. All right, why for the past two nights have we done encore presentations? Well, we do one encore presentation generally each week, but the plan was to do that on Wednesday night, and I tried. We started it, but what happened was just before showtime, the electricity in this whole area went off. Big area here, and the electricity went off. It came back on just in time for me to get the show on the air. In time. And I did. And all during that show, it kept browning down. And you may, if you're watching, see it do some of that tonight. But it would brown down and then come back up and brown down. And finally, it just went off again. And it stayed off for 20, 30 minutes, something like that. Totally killed any opportunity to finish out the show. And so that was on Wednesday night. Well, then on Thursday night, because of what had happened on Wednesday, and, not sure that everything was solid, we did an encore presentation just in case. I mean, you don't want to have a guest live on the air with you and, have it all just go dead again. And so we did an encore presentation and rescheduled that guest for next week. And so it's been a bit of a headache. I'm back tonight, and hopefully, now it's been blinking. It's been kind of browning down and blinking a little bit. But hopefully we'll be able to get through this. Now the deal is, I think the problem is this. There are several fairly large construction sites around, not too far from where I am. And I think that that is what's going on. I think that's something they're doing at the construction sites is what's causing it. We'll see. We're going to try to get through tonight's show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to step away for a break, and we will be back right after this. All of the music used here at the Kevin Smith Show is from independent artists. Most of it from independent artists at musicalley.com. Go over to musicalley.com. Check out thousands of artists and thousands of great independent tunes. Musicalley.com. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and before I get into it, it is BYOT night, and we'll start taking calls here in a little bit. We'll talk about whatever topic you want to talk about. BYOT, again, for those of you who are new to the show, means bring your own topic night, and as long as it's within the world of the strange and the unexplained, we're good to go. And we'll open the phone lines in a little bit, and you can call in with whatever topic you want to talk about. But I got a couple of things more I need to tell you about, and then some things I want to throw on the table for us here. Tonight is K-Files night. So that means if, you know, you're subscribed to our newsletter, we start sending it out tonight. And it's a good newsletter. It's absolutely free. We send it out twice a month. And if you're not subscribed, you have time to do so right now. So scoot over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and subscribe. It says K-Files right in the middle of your screen. You can't miss it. Click it. Subscribe. And then you're automatically going to get an email right then. And that email has a link in it. And you have to click that link to confirm and activate your subscription. So you can do all of that within the next, the whole process takes, 3 minutes maximum? You can do it right now. It's absolutely free, no strings attached. Got some email from people wanting to know, why is the member subscription thing still not working? Well, I thought I had it fixed, and I hooked it up, just as I promised, and it wouldn't work. And so I've done some additional work on it. We'll be trying to get that back online and working after the show tonight. Tonight's show kind of stems from what I'm going to throw on the table, sort of stems from an exchange that I had with someone on my Facebook page. And, you know, if you're not one of my friends over at Facebook, why not? Well, I don't know how to get there. How about click right there on the screen where it says Kevin's Facebook? There you go. It'll get you there. All right. So go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Click where it says Kevin's Facebook, and it'll take you there. Or you can just put in facebook.com/Kevin Smith Show. That'll take you there. And so a couple of things about the Facebook page, and then we're off and running. First, I posted a picture of my wife and son on my Facebook page, which I have not done very often. I don't normally put things like that on Facebook. There's a reason I don't, many reasons, but I won't get into all those. But I did, and a lot of you left some really very kind comments about my wife and son. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. They are truly the stars in my universe. And she is the most wonderful person I know. And, well, he is too. They both equally are. And as I said in response to one person, she's the most wonderful person I know, and my son is a whirlwind with a smile, and he is. But thank you so much for your very kind comments. Now, I had a little exchange with a person, and by exchange I don't mean an argument or anything like that, just an exchange of comments and ideas. And in the course of that, he was talking about how you can't trust the government to do disclosure. It's going to have to come from the media and so forth. And I said, never going to happen. Never, ever going to happen. The media is 100% controlled by the same secret keepers that are controlling the government. Disclosure of UFOs and extraterrestrial life isn't going to come from those people. They have turned secrecy into an industry and have used the apparatus of UFO ET secrecy to expand their grasp and their power, and they are now into everything everywhere. They use the same methods to control every aspect of our lives here in this country and in some other countries. Now, the media is not going to be the agent of disclosure. They will come kicking and screaming to their screens and only admit their years of lying when forced to do so. their complicity in doing in freedom. They're only going to admit it when absolutely forced to do so. And someday, I hope, they'll be brought before tribunals and courts. And evidence put into trial that shows that they knew they were lying and held responsible for misrepresenting the facts, lying to people, and facilitating, and this is where the crime is, facilitating the harassment of those people. Co-conspirators in the harassment of people who said, yeah, but wait a minute. There's this evidence, there's that evidence. We know there's extraterrestrial life, and they've been harassed and hounded and ridiculed, drummed out of careers, and illegally so. And I'm very hopeful that someday the media, the people who stood in front of cameras and microphones and lied as co-conspirators in that harassment, will be brought to trial. I hope so. I don't think it will happen. I hope, but I don't think it will ever happen. But it brings up a real misnomer. We grow up speaking this language that's called English. Here in this country, we do. And we take it for granted that we know the language, and then we murder it, and we don't use it correctly. Now, this is not a grammar lesson, but this is an important lesson for all of us. We use words that don't fit. I know what you mean, but, and you know what you mean, but why not say what you mean and be specific about it? Because when you don't, it's another loophole for those who keep the secrets. They use it. We use two words interchangeably, and in fact, we actually, most of the time, don't even use that second word. And we use the word disclosure. And I don't think most people actually even know what the word means. Now, most people who listen to this show do. Most of the people in this audience do, but I don't think most people out there around the world even have a concept of what this word disclosure means. And we facilitate that ignorance by us ignorantly using it when it's not the correct word. I've done it, and you've done it. There is a difference between disclosure and revelation. To disclose something means to close it. It's closed. We unclose it. We open it. Disclose. Reveal, on the other hand, means something else. If you have something closed, as they do by all of the classifications and denials and complicit lies of the media, they have it closed. And you decide you're going to tell the truth. That is disclosure. If extraterrestrials decide to show up and land or just hover in the skies like they did in Independence Day in the movie, that is not disclosure. That is revealing themselves. They, at this moment, as far as we know, the secrecy and all that's in place here is of human invention. As far as we know. So as far as we know, if the aliens show up, it would be in contravention of that protocol of secrecy, wouldn't it? They are not disclosing what the government knows. They are revealing themselves to us. It's still going to be up to the government to disclose what they know if they ever do, and I don't think they will. So there is a big, big difference between disclosing and revealing. So the government at this point is in a position of needing to disclose. The aliens, on the other hand, the extraterrestrials, are in a position of, if they decide to, being able to reveal themselves. And they can reveal themselves without disclosing anything that the government knows. Of course, it blows the lid off of a lot of the lies that the government has been telling. But not just our government either. There's a lot of governments that are hand in hand in this fabric of lying about UFOs and extraterrestrials. So they can reveal themselves without there being any disclosure by the governments. The governments, on the other hand, cannot reveal the extraterrestrials. If they say, yes, there are extraterrestrials, that won't produce one extraterrestrial in front of a TV camera. It will not reveal an extraterrestrial. That's up to them. Revealing is up to the ETs. Disclosing is up to the governments. You see the difference? Now, having said that, I want to get into what are we talking about when we say that they have, the governments have things they need to disclose. They have things they need to tell the truth about. Well, one of the things has to do with pictures that we get from Mars and the moon and other places. Some of these pictures have been doctored and some of these pictures have not. Now, those who are watching are seeing a photograph that really made a lot of stir on the internet back in February. Now, I wish I had the number of this picture. This is from Curiosity Rover. I simply failed to copy that number and put it on this screen setup. But I'll tell you where to find it. Go to the MSL, that's the Mars Science Laboratory, raw images, and check the images for February, probably the 12th or 13th. Forward. This was posted on the internet, I think, about the 19th or 20th. So February 12th through about February 16th, somewhere in there, you'll find this. Now, it is a NASA photograph. It is from Curiosity Rover. And the reason this caused such a stir is because people looked at this and said, well, that looks like, you know, like a part of a skeleton of maybe some giant lizard or something. Now, you'd be your own judge about that if you look pretty closely at it. I mean, I think you can see why they would say that, especially over on the left side there. It looks like the skeleton of something sticking up, protruding up out of the sandy, light, reddish dirt there on Mars. And this caused a huge stir everywhere except at NASA. NASA, as far as I know, has not addressed that. I mean, they haven't even said, oh, come on, folks, that's just rocks. They haven't addressed it. It's the silence that screams. And, you know, actually, I don't think it is rocks. And the reason I don't think it is rocks is because of the symmetry of the shapes. Now, if you look on the left side of this picture, you can see symmetry, similarity of what appears to be the ribs sticking up. They're similar shapes. And, you know, one after the other, it's a little bit hard, a little bit difficult to think that that's just a series of rocks that all got carved by the wind and the weather and whatever there is on Mars in the same shapes. That's a little difficult to buy. But NASA hasn't said anything. This is what I'm talking about with covering things up. You know, there are a lot of ways to cover things up. One way is to airbrush the pictures. Another way, they didn't do that here apparently. Another way is to tell a lie about it and say, well, you know, that's just rocks. That would be, if it's not rocks, that would be a way to cover it up. Another way is to just say nothing, ignore it, and keep going. And so there's three possible ways there NASA could cover this, and there's one of those ways I think they are covering it. And that is they've just been silent about it. They haven't said anything about it. It went across the internet like a wildfire in all the UFO forums and, you know, all the forums having to do with the world of the weird and unexplained. And NASA stayed silent. No comment on it. The silence screams. I'm going to share a few more pictures here, and I'll describe them for those who are listening. But the next picture I'm going to share is one that I have used before on the show, and I think it's from Spirit Rover. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is Spirit. It's either Spirit or Opportunity, but I think it's Spirit Rover. And the rover is parked right at the edge, the rim of a crater. And it's shooting a picture down towards the bottom of the crater, but towards it, the nearest wall of the crater. So we're slanted down, and we can see the opposite wall of the crater on the left and in front of us. And that particular picture is really revealing, but it means NASA's got something to disclose. Does that confuse you? All right, we're going to step away for a break, and when we come back, we'll deal with that picture. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Correction, I was going to move to a different picture, but I just remembered one that I want to share with you. This is from Curiosity as well. And what we're looking at is, again, just the light, sandy reddish, very, very slightly reddish soil of Mars, and I'm betting you don't see anything in the picture if you're looking at it. I mean, there's just a bunch of rocks on the ground, right? And yet no comment from NASA about something very curious in this picture, and that is on the right side of the picture. So I'm zooming it so that people can see it who are watching. On the right side of the picture, there's a pile of some debris, some rocks, maybe rocks. One of those rocks actually looks like a great big pot that's full of sand and covered with sand. It's got a sand covering, and it's kind of leaned over towards the right of the picture with the top over towards the right of the picture. I'm not saying that's what it is. But that's what it looks like. And just beyond it, up towards the top of the picture, there is a round rock. And right in the center of that circular rock that is sort of buried in sand is a hole right in the center, as if that were some type of wheel. So I don't know. That one is just curious. But again, no comment from NASA on that. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a look at a picture, the one I was describing earlier. And this one was taken, I believe, by Spirit Rover. And one of the things, and what we're talking about here is, when I say that there are all kinds of levels of disclosure that our government, in various levels of the government, need to do, they need to come clean on a lot of stuff. Well, this picture is one of those. The picture that everyone is seeing right now is one of those that NASA gave us with the red filter, so that everything is crimson red. Even the sky is red. And we know that isn't what Mars looks like. And so I took the red out of it. I got rid of their red filter. And when I did, it's an amazing scene. This could be on Earth somewhere. You get rid of the red filter and you're looking at something that looks like it could be out in the deserts in Nevada or Utah or in Arizona. It's hardly reddish at all. Why would they do that? Why? What is it that they are trying to hide? They're very obviously attempting to hide something here. Well, what is it that they're trying to hide? You see, if that's the natural color, I could not strip it out of there. If that's the real natural color, I couldn't strip it out of there. But that red, 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 crimson color is not what the camera saw, and it's not what's in the image. The red, crimson color is something that has been added to the image. And because they add it to the image, you can subtract it from the image. And when you do, we've got a sky that I think some people would say, well, it's white. It's not. It's really, the very light blue, like the sky is here on Earth on a real bright sunny day. It's, a bright sunny day. The sky is not as blue as on a day when the sun is a little bit shaded. But that's what we've got here. And what is it they're trying to hide? Well, let your eyes roam the picture. What do you see? What do you see in this picture? Do you see some green stuff growing all over everything? Well, there is. There's green stuff everywhere in this picture. Now, either this picture is not really on Mars, which I think it is. Either that's the case, or NASA didn't want you to see green stuff growing on Mars because they're busy spending billions of dollars right now looking for signs that there possibly may, perhaps, could have maybe been life at some time on Mars. When they know it's there right now, they got a picture of it right here. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about when I say they've got a lot of things that need to be disclosed. I mean, they just need to come clean on this. I mean, come on, NASA, I realize that very, very large portions of the population of this planet are mushrooms, but very large portions of the population of this planet are not mushrooms. And when you add junk to a picture, then somebody can come along and take the junk back out of the picture. And then we see what you're hiding. It's clear as day. There's green stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to say that's grass. Maybe some kind of, it might be, but some kind of lichen, some kind of, something like, but it's green. And it's growing all over this picture. It's just everywhere in this picture. As the rover takes a picture looking down into that crater. And, I don't know if we can see it, but you can see, you can see these little white things all over the place. I think, I'm pretty sure that's pockets of ice down in that crater. But we have green everywhere all over this picture. That means that all those billions of dollars being spent to look for the possibility that maybe sometime in the far distant reaches, the far distant mists of time past, maybe there might could have been life on Mars. It's there right now. It's in their picture. They tried to hide it. That's called closure. And when I took it out of there, that's called revealing. When I took their red filter out, that's called revealing. I revealed it to you. What they need to do is disclose themselves. They need to come clean and tell the truth about what they have found out there. They have found life, in my opinion, based on their evidence. They have found life on other planets, Mars being one of them. I think they have found life on Ganymede. I think they have found life inside of Venus. I know some people at this point are saying that's nuts, that's crazy, and I'm not going to go into the whole argument about that again. But the evidence that it could be is rather substantial evidence. And, you know, I think there's life scattered all over this solar system. And they ain't telling us. They're just not telling us. And in some cases, they just don't comment, like the case of the picture that shows what looks like part of a skeleton of something laying out there on Mars. So in some cases, they just don't tell us. In some cases, what they do is actively cover up the evidence. In some cases, they actively cover up the evidence. And then there are other cases in which they just tell you things that cannot possibly be true. If the atmosphere on Mars is as thin as they say it is, and their official story is that you can never, ever have liquid water at the surface because the atmosphere is so thin that ice, when it melts, goes from ice to vapor just like that. Well, in order for there to be ice, it has to happen in reverse the same way. It goes from vapor to ice. You ought to just have chunks of ice hitting the ground. We don't see that. Tell you what we do see, though, in their own pictures of their own Phoenix lander, we see condensation, liquid water drops forming on the legs of the lander. Their own pictures show it. And we see those drops move as they trickle. Liquid water. That means the atmosphere is not as thin as they tell you. In fact, it's pretty doggone thick for enough hydrogen and oxygen to get together to form liquid water. So in some cases like that, they tell us things that just can't be true. And their own evidence, proves it can't be true. So in some cases, they don't say anything. In other cases, they try to cover it. And in other cases, they tell us things that are just not true. It isn't just NASA. It's many levels, many, many levels of government and media. They're basically twin brothers, government and media. And the media is the government's mouthpiece. It's a shame. Didn't used to be that way. But it is in many, many, many cases today. Now, having said that, let me also say that's not true of every reporter. Many, many reporters are very conscientious and file their reports with good information in them. But by the time they make it to the air or print, it's been changed. That really does happen. What I've shown you here so far is evidence from NASA of the very type of closure of the information that I've been talking about, that I've been addressing here tonight, and why they need to disclose. Look, NASA, here's what disclosure is. And here's what revelation is. I have done revelation. I've done revealing some stuff here tonight. All right. NASA puts out a picture that's crimson red, got a red filter on it. Even the sky is red. And they say, that's Mars. No, that's not Mars. That's not what their camera saw on their rover. What their camera saw didn't have crimson red in it, didn't have a red sky, and it showed green stuff growing all over the ground. Okay, so closure is when they put the red filter in. Disclosure is, well, let me change. Closure, they put the red filter in. Revealing, that's when I show you the picture that has the red filter taken out of it. I reveal it to you. Disclosure is when NASA says, yeah, we did that because we didn't want you to see that green stuff because we've been lying to you. We'll be back right after this break. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and those of you who are joining us in this second hour, welcome. I am delighted that you are here, and this is pretty interesting stuff. I'm watching the clock over here, and the automation software fired up too soon, so we're not quite into the second hour. But we will be in a few seconds here, in a few minutes here. But that, what it played was the one that supposed to happen in the second hour. So we still got a few minutes here. Automation software has been doing some weird, weird stuff. You know, we talk about the world of the strange and the unexplained. Well, this automation software has entered the world of the strange and unexplained. It's been doing some weird, weird stuff for the past several shows. We'll see what it plays next time. But that's the one that was supposed to play right at the break between the 2 hours. Oh, well. Here we are. I will welcome the second hour arrivals in a few minutes. One more picture that we have time now to discuss, and this is not one that I marked up, okay? The picture I'm showing now is someone else's work, and I did search to try and find out who put these labels on it so that I could give them credit. I was not able to find it. I found this on the internet, but I was not able to find who to give credit. So if you're listening, or if you know who to give credit for this, you let me know, and I will certainly do so. Taken by one of the rovers, what we see is we see the Mars surface. We see a big hill or mountain in the background back there. And in the foreground, we see a curious, large bunch of rocks. And the person who marked this up and put labels on it said, this looks like a sphinx with a temple complex next to it. And the picture is not very clear. It's pretty blurry, but I'm going to zoom in. And I can see why they say that looks constructed. But I have to say also that because this picture is so pixelated that I cannot say for sure that I think that this is constructed. It might be. I do see what they are talking about, the similarities with the Sphinx that is on the Giza Plateau in Egypt, here on Earth. It has the same general shape of the Sphinx, one part of it does, and then to the left of that Sphinx, attached to it, if that is a Sphinx, it looks like there are stone buildings, and those stone buildings appear to have doors, openings, that are rectangular. But again, being as pixelated as this picture is, there's really no way to say for sure, in my opinion, that that is an artificial construction. I will say could be. Could be. Now, you may have a different opinion of that, but when it's not zoomed in, it does look more artificial than when we zoom in. When we zoom in, I don't know. I'll say it raises an eyebrow and makes me say, it could be. But we have seen, have we not, all over Mars, and I've shown you pictures of constructions all over Mars. And we've seen pictures of pretty clear pictures of things that are constructed. We've seen very clear pictures of things that we would call artifacts, things that are made. I showed earlier a picture that I said it looks like a great big pot, a big clay pot, maybe not so big, but a clay pot that has been filled in with dirt and it's got dirt on it, and it's just kind of laying on its side over to the right, kind of tilted over to the right. Now, you see, that would, if that is a pot, that is an artifact. That's something that somebody's hands created. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about an artifact. Now, we've seen pictures much clearer than that, much with lots of detail and things. We can see they are constructed. Okay, and so, somebody built them. Somebody made them. Hands made those. We've seen artifacts like that laying on the surface of Mars. And I've shown you the pictures. We have seen construction. We've seen, the destroyed or ruins, the walls of construction. And that's all over Mars. And we've been getting pictures of those things from the Opportunity rover, which is still working, by the way. Nobody talks about it anymore since Curiosity's up there, but Opportunity's still up there. And it might be instructive for us to see, okay, so what's it doing now? I may take the weekend and look into that and see what is it seeing now. But it's also, we've gotten pictures like that from the Spirit rover as well, and I'm pretty sure it's the Spirit rover that showed us the picture of this crater that's all crimson redded for us by NASA. But, it was a Spirit rover that also showed us a very similar shot like this on the side of a crater, looking off into the crater, where in the picture we could see a statue, very clearly a carved statue, pretty tall. Looks kind of like an Egyptian-type statue, only the facial features didn't look Egyptian. We've seen that. So Mars is covered with stuff. So is the moon. I'm pretty sure that we have some real good pictures they don't want us to see of Venus, because until the Curiosity rover went to Mars, there had been more missions to Venus than there had been to Mars. Curiosity put Mars one ahead, as far as we know. Now, that's all of the space agencies put together. The Russians actually landed on Venus several times. They actually put a lander on Venus and got live shots back from the surface, live video back from the surface of Venus. Now, those landers didn't last very long because of the surface temperature. The surface temperature just cooked them. And all you have to do to figure out what does heat do to that sort of equipment, just let the heat in the room where your computer is get up to, say, 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Let it get up to 45, 50 degrees Celsius. And when you do, your computer will shut down. It gets too hot. And so, most computers will. It gets too hot. And that's what happened to their landers on Venus. But before they shut down, they sent pictures back from the surface of Venus. And I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of pictures of Venus we haven't seen, because there's been more missions to Venus than to Mars until the Curiosity rover. Now, the Curiosity rover, that mission puts Mars one ahead of Venus, as far as we know. We get all these pictures back from Mars. We got a lot of pictures from the moon, and there's been a bunch of space agencies that have been to the moon. NASA, the Russians, the Indians, the Chinese, the Japanese, been a lot of European Space Agency, I think, as well. Certainly the European Space Agency has pictures from Mars. I can't remember if they've done the moon yet. I think they have. But lots and lots of pictures from the moon, lots of pictures from Mars. We're getting quite a few pictures from the Cassini spacecraft now, hanging around Saturn. And so we're getting pictures of the moons of Saturn and things in the Saturn system. But, for instance, Titan is one of the moons of Saturn. And we've had some fabulous pictures from Titan, haven't we? And, but so many things that stay hidden. A lot of disclosure NASA needs to do. We'll be back right after this. We'll be right back.
million light years away. A million light years away from my home. A million light years away.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And the automation software simply swapped. Why? I don't know. We'll have to do a show entirely and a complete investigation into the world of the strange, the weird, the unexplained in that automation software. But what you just heard was supposed to be what you heard last time. And what you heard last time is supposed to play now. But anyway, it did what it did, and we're back. Those of you who are just now joining us, welcome. We're delighted to have you here. My sincere sympathy to you for whatever kept you away from the first hour. We've been talking about the difference between disclosure and revealing. And it's not the same thing. I've been showing examples from NASA of things that they have closed by obscuring or by not talking about it, by putting red filters in it, things like that. I've been revealing what it really looks like without their red filters and talking about what's there and talking about how what I'm doing is revealing what NASA has closed, what they have tried to hide. Now, in order for them to get straight, they have to disclose what they closed. They have to come up in front of us and say, yeah, folks, we've been lying. Here's the truth. And they're never going to do that. They will never do that. They will go out of business. And every scientist that works there will grow old and die. And not a word will be said. Extraterrestrials, on the other hand, if they show up, they're not. That's not disclosure. If they're showing up, they're revealing themselves. Everything, all the secrets and all that stuff that the government and NASA have all tried to put a lid on, that's still yet to be disclosed if the extraterrestrials show up tomorrow. All that stuff that's been kept secret is still secret. And it's still up to those government officials, including NASA, that's government, to disclose. All right, it's BYOT night. That's bring your own topic. And if you don't want to talk about the things I've been talking about, bring your own topic. We'll talk about it. All right. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And I would invite you to join our conversation here tonight. Now, if you are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use that telephone number, or you can use the flash message option on my website. Just go over to the website and scroll down. You will see the picture about tonight's show. Right above that picture, you'll see a link, and that link says flash message, but notice it says for outside the USA and outside of Canada. We do that because I know it can be expensive to make an international long-distance call. But there are a lot of weird things going on in our genre as I speak. There's, lots of weird news, a lot of weird developments happening. And possibly you would prefer to talk about something else. The reason I brought this up, and all you have to do is just give me a call and say, well, I want to talk about this, whatever it is, and off we go, all right? So the telephone lines are open, and I wait to hear from you. But the reason that I brought up all of this tonight is because of an exchange that I had with one of my friends on Facebook, in which this word disclosure was being used, and disclose was being sort of used interchangeably with reveal, and they're two different things. I can reveal certain things in NASA's evidence. I can reveal it while they're trying to hide it. Anybody can, really. But disclosure is if NASA steps up and says, well, yeah, we've been hiding some things from you, and here's what we've been hiding. That's disclosure. Revealing is if somebody else does it and says, look, what they're hiding. That's someone revealing it to you. Disclosure is a come to Jesus moment. I mean, that's the sum of it. And they have a come-to-Jesus moment and say, we got to tell the truth. And they do it. That's disclosure. There was this citizens panel, and I think it was a good thing. Richard Dolan was here last week talking about it. And, you have some ex-congressmen and ex-senators holding a hearing and having people testify. And I think it's a good thing. Lots of interesting testimony and a lot of interesting presentations. The question that I have, though, I asked on the air with Richard Dolan, and the question was, look, if you get the chance, and I mentioned this to him. I said, look, if you get the chance, what you need to do is ask these former senators and former congressmen, why now? Why now that you are former senators and former congressmen? Why didn't you hold these hearings when you had the power as a senator and as a congressman to make it official, why didn't you do it? I don't suspect that question got asked. It might have. I don't suspect that it got asked. I think it's a good thing, but, you know, if they had done it when they were part of the government, when they were the government, if they had done it then, that would be disclosure. But why? Why now when it's all over? All right, it's BYOT 623-444-5889. And what is it that's on your mind? Right, let's go to the telephone, and we have a caller. Caller, your first name, and from where are you calling?
Well, this is Gary in Nebraska.
Hello, Gary in Nebraska. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I was one of those guys that had the time and the opportunity to give a viewing to the disclosure hearings.
Uh-huh.
And I fear not much will come of it, but at the same time, I've been following this stuff, I don't know, 30 years or more, and there were some surprises, some really big surprises in my estimation, although since big media feels that they can exclude themselves from what interests the general public, why, it's not as big as it could be. As an example, you had a guest, Jim Peniston, quite some time ago now.
Yeah.
And it was surprising to learn that the medical authorities as part of the veterans organ, veterans medical hospital stuff, they're going to give them a lawsuit because Peniston and his partner there can't get their medical records. They're retired, and you know, when you have problems, you like to look at your medical records and see if there's any relationship to what's going on with you. Well, that was kind of a big surprise. And then, I guess the biggest surprise for me, they had a gentleman on there that your last week's guest, Mr. Dolan, interviewed. He was in his 70s. He's kind of on his last legs. And he allowed an interview, a portion of which was aired during the day, in which he revealed that he was undercover, worked for the CIA, the Army, and he just seemed to know one whale of a lot about hiding stuff, seeing EBEs, and oh my gosh. Anybody that didn't watch at least some of it truly missed a lot of surprises. That's pretty much what's on my mind.
All right, now this guy that worked for the CIA, I saw a portion of his testimony where he was talking about hiding stuff.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about an interview that he did with Richard Dolan. Is that right?
Yes, that was early in March.
Uh-huh. And he talked about actually seeing some of these extraterrestrials, EBEs.
Yeah, he saw one through a reflective device while his boss was actually in the room with the EBE, and we didn't get to hear everything that was related to that because it was like 15 minutes out of an 11-hour conversation. And
wow.
There's a whole lot more to be revealed, I suppose. I can't imagine not.
What do you think about the question I ask about the senators and the congressmen? Okay, we're glad you did it now, but when you had the opportunity and you were the government, why didn't you do it then?
You know, that question was asked, but not in the format you have proscribed. Mm-hmm. But it was the same answer you would get from about everyone in Washington, which is, well, geez, if I ask that question, if I do what the question suggests, I'll lose my credibility. I won't be able to work for my constituents. But thinking that they actually work for their constituents, you know, and I know that that's kind of a fallacy. It's not what it's built to be. It's sort of, but not really.
Yeah, you know, Gary, let me throw this out and see what you think about this. These people that get elected have it in their minds they're going to keep getting reelected, but the fact is you're coming home sometime. You're going to lose that seat. Somebody else is going to get it. That's a fact. Sooner or later, somebody else is going to replace you. Okay, so since you're going to lose your job anyway, go for it.
Yeah. What the heck? They got an easy retirement. I mean,
yeah.
They serve a term and they're good set for life. So, yeah, why not? But they don't have the courage of their convictions, I would suggest.
Or maybe don't have any convictions.
Well, that might be. Their convictions have been replaced by a big check every week.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Gary, what's the out of all of that hearing that was on television, and you watched it, or maybe you watched it on live streaming on the internet?
Yes.
But out of all of that, what's the most important thing that you think came out of it?
Geez, you know, I'm not sure I can sort a single item. The man that Dolan interviewed, we didn't know this.
Uh-huh.
And Linda Moulton Howe, she's a pretty special woman. She interviewed him 14 years ago. It was more than that. It was 1994, I think she said. So it's almost 20 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I thought that was huge, what she had to say about that and what she couldn't. Kind of left me breathless. And then here's another one that you'll appreciate. Mm-hmm. Didn't you have Major Torres on your program?
Yeah, Milton Torres, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's not well now, but his son was there. And he talked about his dad, and I think the subject of Nick Pope and England and something that he did there, which really wasn't all that clear to us, but he alluded to what something he had seen. His son went into a pretty good description of what was going on for his father. I thought that was pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, Milton was a fighter pilot and was sent up after a UFO.
Yep.
And he saw it with his eyes. Yep. Yeah, he saw it with his eyes.
And there's more to the story. We didn't get it.
Yeah.
But it gave us some more insight into his dad, and it's a tremendous story. Milton Torres is a hero. Let's put it right there.
Yeah, and, you know, he kept his story secret all those years until
yes, he did.
It was released, actually, in the British UFO files. When they released their files, that story was
correct.
In there. And he said, well, since they released it, I can talk about it.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a good deal.
Yes, it was. And yeah. We were fortunate to be able to hear some of those stories. A lot of the people you had on your program were there. Dr. Lear.
Uh-huh.
Antonio Hineas. I don't think you had him on your program, have you?
Who was that? Antonio who?
Antonio Hineas, the Chilean-American.
No.
Oh, my gosh. So many good people. I have to apologize for my memory not being the exact best, but...
Well, it's kind of an information overload, too, you know. I mean, there's days and days of it. So.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay, but, well...
I'm sorry, a lot of people didn't get to hear what I saw, and as you put it, a ton of information... A universe, that's the term you use. And
yeah, universe of information.
A couple of universes.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I want to thank you for the call, man.
Well, you're welcome, and you enjoy the evening, and thanks for your programming. I do so much enjoy it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I learn a lot.
All right.
Good
thanks.
Night.
Bye-bye. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Is the number to call. It is Bring Your Own Topic Night, and there's so much stuff happening all over the place. On Bring Your Own Topic Night, you can talk about it, okay? On Bring Your Own Topic, whatever it is in the world of the strange and unexplained that you want to talk about, we can talk about. We have a flash message here from Shuni in Germany, and caller, if you'll hang on just a moment, let me read this flash message real quickly. The Mars fossil image is larger originally in that there is another shot to the right of it that overlaps with the first one. I've put both together, and you see that the spine is a lot longer. Maybe it's some technology like a chain from a caterpillar or a tank. And then he's given me a link where I can take a look at that, and I will do so. Shuni, thank you from Germany. Thank you so much for the flash message and that information. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. How are you tonight?
Good.
This is Tony from Norman, Oklahoma.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
I got your email.
Good.
I haven't received it yet, but I got your email.
Well, you will in a day or two. It's on its way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I did last night just sign up for that hearing thing.
Uh-huh.
And I understand it's archived, so I signed up hoping that I'm going to be able to hear the whole thing. I'm very interested in hearing what it's like and questions that were asked of these former senators and congressmen and whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to put it into words, but I have the feeling that something is about to happen. And I say that I can't put a time on that. I've had this feeling for quite a while, and it just keeps getting stronger. And I...
When you say you have a feeling that something is about to happen, are you talking about something in the area of disclosure?
Along those lines, yes. Whether they're going to do it or we are.
Well, see, we can't.
I have to say that I... Go on.
No, we can't do disclosure. We can reveal things that we find out, like I did with that picture.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, hang on. We'll take this up on the other side of the break, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back right after this.
You're calling me, oh.
right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And on the line with me is Tony from Oklahoma. You still there, Tony?
I am.
Okay. No, I was saying, you know, we can't actually disclose anything because we don't know the secrets. Now, whenever they put out some evidence like that picture, that red crimson Mars picture, they put out some evidence like that. Well, I can strip their filter out. As I said, if it's something added to the picture, I can subtract it. And when I do, we see green stuff growing all over the place, and now we know what it is they didn't want us to see. And are you watching the show tonight?
Yes.
Do you see the green stuff?
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
Yeah, and now we see why they didn't want us to see that. And so we know why they hid it. Well, only the people who do the hiding can do the disclosing. The ones who do the closing have to do the disclosing. We can reveal things, as I just did. We can reveal things as we find them. But you see, they've got so much stuff closed and hidden and secret, they are the only ones that can open those vaults, have a come to Jesus moment, and tell us the truth.
Oh, I agree. This on your show, you've gone over this many times in this respect about disclosure.
Yeah.
And I agree totally and completely. And by that, I agree that they cannot really disclose because we already know, first off. And secondly, I think, anyway, that the only ones that can actually disclose are them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to let us know that we're here, that they're here.
Well, that's revealing. You're talking about the ETs. The ETs can reveal themselves to us, but that does not rip the lid off of any of the secrets. That's all still classified. But do you think that our government is about to do something, or do you think the ETs are about to do something?
Whatever's going to happen, it's going to be coming from them, not
from the ETs.
Not our government, not any government on Earth. Maybe some government on Earth may, in some ways, push it. Let me just change the subject for one quick second, and I want to say, with all due respect, you've shown a few times a picture of your son, well, quite a few times a picture of your son, and pictures of your son and your wife, and let me say, with all due respect, your son is the cutest little guy I've ever seen, and your wife is so very pretty.
Well, thank you
very
much.
And you're a lucky man.
I really am. And thank you for that. That's absolutely true. I am the luckiest guy on the planet.
Well, I would agree with that. But
I mean, you look at me, you know, you look at me and this ugly mug, and you wonder how did this happen, you know?
I don't know what they're up to. I can't say I have any inkling. I have been three times under hypnosis, and the doctor told me that each time I talk about this, something more will come out. The block will be deteriorated. And when I sit and talk to someone for 10-15 minutes, something comes out that I didn't remember. And I think that there's a lot of information inside that I just can't get to. And I'm not going to profess that I have some telepathic communication that I know of.
Now, your hypnosis sessions, Are they hypnosis to try and help you recover memories of contact with extraterrestrials? Is that what it is?
Yes, it was time regression.
Uh-huh.
Done with it by a doctor, a psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
And it was through through the Long Island UFO Network. A guy named John Ford set it up. And I don't know if you know John Ford's story.
I do.
I knew him fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Been over his house many times. My brother and I had dinner at his house with his mother. I went to his mother's funeral. And the man never, ever showed any signs of being anything but a down-to-earth UFO investigator, a guy who was interested in UFOs. He had two guns in his living room, which were hunting rifles, and I never saw any kind of paraphernalia about anti-government or anything like that. I think that whole story is hogwash, just garbage.
Well,
I knew the man personally.
Look, I'm not anti-government, but let's be honest about it. The way we got the United States was our forefathers were really pissed off with their government, and they were anti-government in terms of the government they had, and they mounted a revolution, and that's how we got this country. And people that are nervous about people being dissenters, oh, come on. What is this, Stasi land? Come on. This is America where you got people that are really, really in favor of what's going on in government and people that are really not. And that First Amendment says you got a right to say it. But that applies to UFOs, that applies to religion, you know. I mean, there are people that have religious beliefs that I think are delusional personally, but they've got a right to their belief, and they have a right to say them. And, you know, this thing with John Ford, I don't know, man. That's pretty... pretty loopy story.
Pretty weird.
Yeah.
Especially when you know the guy. I do agree with everything you say. I'm not a violent person. I'm not for anything about overthrowing the government.
No.
I love this country. I am an American and proud to be one. I've not lived in other countries as you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like to live in another country. I love this one.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like the way the government is run. And if
you know something, I'm 59 years old, and I can't remember ever liking the way this government has run, no matter who was in charge of it. But I am a loyal American, you know. No matter who gets into office, it doesn't matter to me if it's a Republican or a Democrat. I wouldn't care if it was Bugs Bunny. I would have differences of opinion, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that, you know, that doesn't mean I'm ready to overthrow the government. Good grief! I mean, all you guys with badges, calm down out there. Take a pill, man. And
please,
you know,
really.
And
boy,
and,
I did the couple of times that you've gone on. There was a couple of rants you had gone on about you guys out there in the police forces and the National Guard and things like that. Remember that oath you took.
That's right.
That's all I say.
That's
it. Remember that oath you took.
That's it.
We're all Americans. You don't take arms against your own people.
Well, and as it applies to our show and our genre, you know, we've got laws in place now that are totally unconstitutional, but they are laws where if somebody says, well, you know, he's talking about UFOs and he's doing this and he's doing that, and I heard him gripe about the government, they can pick you up. They can pick it, you know. But I have determined to live free till I'm not.
Well, I have to agree with that also. I'm on a cell phone right now, and how do I know if I'm being tracked?
Oh, I know
I
you are.
Know.
You, no, yeah, you do.
Are they listening?
Yeah, absolutely.
To what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Every conversation, every email.
Isn't that scary?
Nah. It's wrong.
I think it's scary when I can't speak my mind.
But you can.
So what if I believe in UFOs?
Well, there's nothing to be scared of. Okay? Never fear anything that has a heartbeat. It's not at all certain.
Well,
not at all certain that it's mine that's going
I'm
to stop.
I'm a nobody.
So
I'm a nobody. I have nobody in high places to call or anything like that.
Yeah.
If these clowns come and knocking on my door and want to take me away, I'm gone.
Well, and that applies to everybody, including generals. And, you know, it's just, that's where we are. That's where we've come to. And, you know, that's the soup we swim in. And I'm not nervous about it. I'm Kevin. I'm going to be Kevin until I'm gone. And, you know,
I agree with that also.
Yeah. And you should do the same thing. You know, the fact that there are people sitting out there saying, oh, well, you know, they're maladjusted because they talk about UFOs. I can sit over here and I do sit over here and say, not only are they maladjusted, they need pills. I mean, you know, I'm serious.
I agree 100%.
But,
yeah.
You know, so they say that stuff about me. I say that stuff about them, and that's the way it is. And no need to be nervous about
anything. Isn't
that
the way it should be?
Yeah.
Why should anybody be afraid to say something?
Shouldn't be. And this is why I hammer on this show all the time. Be free. Think free. But think. And then speak. If you know, this whole thing about freedom of speech, right here on this show, I played music a moment ago because nobody was calling. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Freedom of speech is only as strong as your willingness to use it. You know, and if you're people afraid to even call in on a talk show like this, good God, folks, you're already conquered.
Don't look at it that way. Maybe they're more interested in what is being said. It's not that they don't want to call in. They're interested in what whoever is on is saying.
Well, that's true sometimes.
It's not that they don't want to call in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true
sometimes.
I mean,
there's many times where I hear a guest that you have on, and I don't feel like calling in because I like to hear what the person has to say, and it's nothing against you.
No, I understand what you're saying, but my point is, if you're afraid to call a talk show because, oh my God, they may be listening to me.
No, I'm not afraid.
No,
of that.
I don't mean you personally, but person is afraid, then they're already conquered. Look, they are listening, they are watching, they're reading your email. You elected these people, and they turned the dogs loose on you. Like it. That's the soup you live in. All right, now, you're in that soup. You have to think free, you have to live free. And, you know, if you don't, then you're already conquered. And I think free, and I live free. And I am definitely, absolutely not anti-government. I'm pro-freedom.
Nor am I.
I'm pro-freedom. Hey, listen, I got to run. We got a break taking over. Thanks for the
Kevin,
call.
Again, a pleasure.
All right. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
Sharp, it'll make you bleed. We don't kinda took it for granted. A bump in the road, not really a part of the drive. Come on, it's alright. You made me believe tonight. Cause love that makes it so damn good.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. The automation software is back on track doing what it's supposed to do, and I'm still here. The electricity has not gone off tonight, and we had trouble with that the last couple of nights. As I explained earlier, there's some construction sites, some big ones, nearby, and I think that's why the electricity was going off. The past couple of nights, I'm pretty sure that it was something they were doing that caused that. But that hasn't been a problem tonight, and that's a good thing. We're on Final Approach. It's still BYOT, bring your own topic. And as long as it's in the world of the strange and unexplained, it's fair game. And we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But you got to call like right now, because if you don't call right now, you're going to be calling too late for me to answer. Okay? There's a little bit of a delay, you know, in all broadcasts. And so like you need to call now. If you watch your clock and you say, I'm going to call at 2 minutes before the end of the show. Well, at 2 minutes before the end of the show, I am already closing the show because of the delay. I operate ahead of the delay, okay? And so that's the way it works. We've talked about the difference between disclosure and revealing tonight. I have, but we've talked about other things as people have called in. Disclosure, you know, I did a show, I've done a couple of shows where I've asked people, what would it take for you to say, what would the government have to do for you to say, okay, that's disclosure? The first one I did, the first show I did like that a couple of years ago, 100% of the people who called in, I think we had 12, 13, 14 callers that night. 100% of the callers, and then 100% of the email I got after the show, said, you know, it really doesn't matter what the government does now, because I wouldn't believe them anyway. That's sad. That's sad, but government, you did it to yourself. I warned you, and other people did, that you were making yourselves irrelevant on this. And really, you are irrelevant on this, in my opinion. I don't need you to pat me on the back and tell me, yep, you saw a doorknob. I know I saw a doorknob. I'm looking at one right now. It's over there on the studio door. And you've made yourself irrelevant on this issue. there's really not anything you can do at this point to make yourself relevant on this issue. However, disclosure will bring back some of your relevancy on other issues. Disclosure on this issue will help bring back some of your relevancy on other issues. Just like your secrecy and your octopus of intelligence and secrecy on this issue has reached out into every area of our lives, and you're using that as the motor that drives your reach into every area of our lives. The irrelevancy that you have established for yourself on this issue is now translating to all those other areas of our lives. And you're doing it to yourself. So if you are in government, here's a clue. Truth works. And if you disclose the truth about UFOs and extraterrestrials and all this secret crap you've got related to UFOs and extraterrestrials, you've already lost your relevancy on that issue, but the disclosure will help you regain some relevancy in these other areas of our lives that you've reached into and where you have no business and really you have no right under heaven. But you're there, and you are becoming less relevant. You want to be relevant? Be real. I don't know what you know. And as far as I know, I don't know one thing that would be classified about anything. As far as I know, I don't know what you know. But I can take the evidence that you put out, trying to hide evidence. That's evidence too, you know. And I can take the evidence, and I can find things in that evidence that you tried to hide. There is no way to hide truth. You can muck it up. You can splash it with mud. You can make it all look like it's not true for a little while. But truth just keeps standing there, screaming. And we all know it. We hear it. We see it. So, you know, my hope is that the government will decide to be relevant, not just be a bully. Be relevant again. And to do that, you have to be real. You have to be truthful. You got to have that come to Jesus moment and tell us the truth about UFOs and extraterrestrials. A lot of folks sitting out there are saying, well, now there's more important things that they need to be telling us the truth about. Nope, there's not. Because it's this topic, it's this issue that they used to build the monolithic, we're going to spy on our people state that you're in. It's this stuff where it developed. This is where it's got to start unraveling. So if they want to be relevant, they got to get real on all this UFO extraterrestrial information. And it will then translate into all those other areas of life where they've reached and have no business being. But they're there. At least they'll have some relevancy. Some. Well, here at the Kevin Smith Show, we don't talk politics. And I've said many times, if I say, we don't talk about religion either. If I say the Pope burped, is that talking religion? No. Well, but he's a religious figure. If I talk about the government and their actions in the fields that we talk about, UFOs, extraterrestrials, that's not politics. Politics is Republicans and Democrats and whatever else. We're talking about the reach of government and the grasp that it has around the throat of this information. That's not politics. Politics is all that other stuff, Republicans and Democrats, and who's going to do this and who's going to do that and who opposes this and who opposes it. I don't care about that. Doesn't matter to me if Bugs Bunny is elected, as long as Bugs Bunny tells us the truth. That seems to be in short supply these days. All right. That's going to pretty much do it for this evening. And I want to thank everybody who called. I want to thank the flash message sender, Shuni in Germany. Thank you so much for the flash message. And we are going to wrap it up for the weekend. Remember, K-Files goes out tonight, so if you are not subscribed, be sure you do subscribe. It's just that long to subscribe, and it's free. You've got a few minutes yet to get in on it, okay? And then you're going to have to wait 2 weeks before you get one. But you got a few minutes yet. You can subscribe and confirm your subscription. And then if you do that, you will be in this edition you'll get. Okay? All right, folks, that's going to do it. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.